The following community update has been provided to Collingwood today by Mayor Yvonne Hamlin. Our hospital. We did it. Collingwood is getting a new hospital on Poplar Side Road. Almost 15 years of planning, pleading and praying have come to an end. Council has shown its commitment to the hospital redevelopment by allocating $3.9 million from the proceeds of the hydro utility sale and transferring reserve funds. I am proud of the role I was able to play. In March 2024, Premier Ford met with me in Town Hall. Among other things, I told him that the most important issue for our community was a new hospital on Poplar Side Road. After touring the hospital that same day with me and many others, and hearing directly from hospital staff, patients, family members, hospital board members, hospital foundation board members and more, he said, "You need a new hospital. I will make this happen and it will be soon." On December 12, 2024, Sylvia Jones, our Deputy Premier and Health Minister, announced that the Ontario government had approved the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital's latest request for a new building on Poplar Side Road. Construction of the new hospital is anticipated to begin in fall 2028 and the new hospital set to open as early as 2033. The site on Poplar Road, being donated by the late John D. Poche, was secured by a development agreement, signed by me, on behalf of Council, and his company in 2022, relating to the parcel known as the Poplar Health and Wellness Village. What are we getting with a new hospital? The site alone is 32 acres compared to the current 12. This allows the building of a significantly larger hospital, with lots of room for future expansion. All rooms will be private. The emergency room will be 3 times the size of the current one. New programs. More hospital beds. Integrated education and learning will be included in all clinical areas. And so much more. Check out https://yourfuturehospital.com. Congratulations are owed to the many, many, many people who have worked on bringing a successful conclusion to this dream. Thank you all, over the many years, for your hard work. It took a village. Family doctors. Another important issue for our community is the lack of family doctors. At last count in 2021, over 4,100 residents in Collingwood did not have a family doctor. The population continues to grow, and many of our family doctors are beginning to retire. We need a minimum of 8 additional family doctors right now. I have been working on this issue for a few years now. Lifting the cap. The first hurdle was to work with the Ministry of Health officials to lift the virtual cap preventing family physicians from setting up their practice in Collingwood. This was done in 2021. Thank you to June Porter, now a member of council in the town of the Blue Mountains, for her hard work with me on this effort. Collingwood is now considered an area of high physician need. The cap is lifted. Providing incentives. Almost every municipality in Ontario offers financial incentives to attract new family doctors. Last year I was part of a delegation of South Georgian Bay mayors that met with the Minister of Health and asked that this practice be outlawed. The answer to this request was, no. I also sent a letter to Premier Doug Ford last year, on behalf of Council, urging the province to recognize the physician shortage in Collingwood and ensure every Ontarian has access to physician care. With limited options available, Collingwood Council included in our 2024 budget an allocation of $14,000 each year for 5 years to help recruit a family doctor. It worked. In October 2024, we announced that a new family doctor had signed with Collingwood. Welcome to Dr. Matthew Latta. His patient roster was full almost immediately. Councillor Houston and Dr. Latta, another $14,000 per year is included in the town's draft budget for 2025 to assist in recruiting another new family doctor. Dr. Jane Philpott. It is most encouraging that the province appointed Dr. Jane Philpott as chair of the new Primary Care Action Team in October 2024. Her mandate is to connect every person in Ontario to primary health care within the next 5 years. I have heard her speak about this, and I am pleased to report she seems very committed and passionate. Finally, I am hopeful. Yvonne Hamlin, Mayor. Subscribe to Mayor Yvonne Hamlin's newsletter for the latest updates and information about what's happening in our community. Subscribe to my newsletter.